Never in the history of the world has there been more need to believe in the fifth commandment than today. The simple imperative, you shall not kill, was already broken, as we know, at the dawn of human history. Cain murdered his brother Abel out of envy. No sooner did the human race fall into sin by disobeying God than one of the sons of our first parents killed his brother. So the story of the human race goes on. One book of the Old Testament after another describes the animosity, the jealousy, the ambition, the pride, the hatred that resulted in the killing of innocent people. Absolutely speaking, the unjust killing of an innocent person is homicide. Homicide by reason alone. We do not need divine revelation to know that murder is wrong. We don't want anyone to take our lives. So reason tells us, since others have the same human nature we have, they should not be killed by us. However, and this is an important adversity, we distinguish two kinds of divine revelation. One, we say, is absolutely necessary, and the other is relatively necessary. What is absolutely necessary revelation? That is absolutely necessary, which could not even be conceived rationally by the human mind until and unless it was revealed. And even after revelation, is rationally incomprehensible, otherwise known as strict mysteries, like the Holy Trinity, like the Incarnation, like the real presence, like the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. But there are all the truths that God need not have revealed because they could be known by reason, such as that depending on our behavior in this life, we shall be either happy or unhappy in the life to come. Such as that God exists, such as that we are to obey those in legitimate authority, such as sexual promiscuity is destructive to the individual and to society. The fifth commandment, as such, is knowable to the human reason without revelation. However, the human race, having sinned and become darkened already from the very beginning, and having continued to sin, every sin further darkens the human mind. God then, in his mercy, revealed the Ten Commandments, here now the fifth, in order that everyone would know what God wants human beings to do. Consequently, even though people should know naturally that murder is wrong, their fallen, sinful human nature is darkened. And I repeat, sin darkens the mind, and the most dangerous people are educated sinners. The most dangerous people are intellectual sinners. And the more academically sophisticated they are, if they are sinners, they are. I don't say the dangers or the threats to human society, they are the main reason for the chaos in once civilized nation. Sinners, I don't say do not, they cannot think straight. God, then in his mercy, revealed the fifth commandment. And if there is one towering proof of the loss of faith in God, and even denying his authority in human lives, it is the specter of willful homicide that characterizes our age. Ours is the most homicidal century in the history of mankind. After a while, we become mentally paralyzed by the witness of sin, and blind to the most obvious commandments of the Most High. We're still on the introduction, but I think it needs it. This is what has happened to the perpetration of murder. You've heard this by now maybe 100 times, but is a necessary prelude to what we're talking about. There have been more abortions since 1900 than all the previous centuries of human history put together. The annual average now, I'm told, in communist China is 50 million abortions. They have access to up-to-date literature from China. One child, no more. And the incredible limits to which pregnant mothers will go to see their child for birth, the police hounding these women. And again, there are more killings of innocent people in our century, of which the Nazi Holocaust of some 5 million, and by the way, not only Jews, only God knows, the official figures that I know of, more Christians were murdered by the Nazis than Jews. You never guessed that. Ours, then, is the most murderous nation. When I left Washington 5 years ago, happened to look at the front page of the Detroit paper shortly after I got to Detroit, the headlines. Detroit is no longer the crime capital of America. It is now Washington. So I left one crime capital to go to another. Then, as I keep telling people, we have to remind ourselves there have been more martyrs for Christ who were killed for their faith since 1900 than all the previous centuries from Calvary up to 1900 put together. Nor as we know with that all, and we're still on the introduction. In once, and I keep repeating, once civilized nation after another, murder is now legalized. Abortion is now the law of the land. The killing of unborn children is now medically commonplace. The murder of unwanted persons is practiced and approved by the civil laws. And really, without identifying it, a large hospital in Chicago, it's on a percentage basis, a certain amount of the people coming into this large hospital must die before they leave the hospital. The financial budget of the city and the state will not provide for, well, more than a certain quota. I was involved in a case where a Catholic nurse at an old folks' residence in the East testified. Her life, of course, was in danger. Testified in the years, not too many years that she was there, she kept count of some 2,000 people who were murdered, deprived of the absolute necessities of life, so they might die, to keep up with the budget provided for that institution. Euthanasia has become a euphemism, and assisted suicide makes front page news. I cannot tell you how many times top headlines in the Detroit daily papers about, well, you know who, the man who is practicing euthanasia, and praise to the skies. And in some countries, and the latest, as you know, was Holland. All kinds of clever phrases, but both suicide and the killing of unwanted persons has now become the law of the land. So in this meditation, we ask ourselves only really one question. Why is innocent human life sacred? So that it may not be deliberately terminated by any human authority. In other words, why does God alone have the right to take innocent human life? When and how and under what circumstances he and not we decides? Our answer comes in what else? In three parts. Human life is sacred because it comes from God. Human life is sacred because it is intended in this life to know, love, and serve God. And human life is sacred because it is destined for eternal life in the possession of God. First then, human life is sacred because it comes from God. And the key preposition there is from. As we know, all beings in the world come ultimately from God. Except for Him, no one but He would exist. However, human life, and the stress is on the word life, human life is directly, individually, personally, immediately produced by God. God not only was creator, God is constantly creating. When a child is conceived, the parents contribute the bodily preconditions that God must Himself personally create a human soul, and that is a defined article of the Catholic faith. Each human soul, individually, separately, distinctively, uniquely, created from nothing by God. You see immediately that behind the pro-life movement, as understood by us, is an article of faith. And that is why in the new pro-life organization we formed under encouragement from the Holy See, Eternal Life. I tell people, I give lectures on this subject. Except for the Roman Catholic Church, there would be no pro-life movement anywhere in the world. Title of one of my favorite lectures. Consequently, every conception is an act of divine creation. The parents provide the body. The ovum is fertilized. So the ovum is fertilized. So what? At the moment, this is our faith, and I repeat faith. At the moment the ovum is fertilized, God creates from nothing an immortal human spirit, and then infuses, as the Church tells us, the human spirit into the fertilized ovum, and the combination of fertilization of the ovum and the infusion of the just created human soul is human conception. There is such a thing as development of doctrine. And one of the main reasons why God allows error and evil in the world is that our faith might become more clear, more intelligible, under the horrendous pressure of the homicidal society in which we are living. Our faith now and the meaning of human life, and for our present purpose, that human life comes from God, has been sharpened and clarified as never before. There is more. The mania for testing the quality of a newly conceived child is just that. It is madness. Masking as eugenics for quality reproduction. Which I did not have to say it. And there may God forgive them. Alleged pseudo Catholic moralists. That. Write and publish. That. A child recognized before his birth as being defective may legitimately be murdered. And Charles Curran for 18 years with an Episcopal Board of Directors for Catholic University was allowed to remain on the teaching faculty until the Pope stepped in and with the help, thank God, of Cardinal Hickey, finally got that madman, Charles Curran, out of the faculty. Consequently, no matter how a child is conceived, no matter what the unborn child's condition may be, no matter how unwanted a pregnancy, or undesirable a prospective birth, that newly conceived being as human, a child of God, and directly produced by His almighty power, His life may not be taken by any human being, why not? Because it belongs to God. And that, now this needs to be emphasized, that is why abortion is such a devilish crime. Because it deprives God of His rights. We go on. Why is human life sacred? Because it was created for God. Why is it sacred? First, because human life comes from God in a way that no other life in the universe originates. But now it is made for God. God creates human souls and infuses these created souls into human bodies so that the human being, body and soul, may come into the world in order to know, love, and serve its Creator. Why then, they keep asking, is the taking of human life a sacrilege? Because human beings are to glorify God till they stay on earth. That is why God makes human beings. We speak correctly, but incompletely. That murder is wrong because it deprives a human being unjustifiably of his or her right to life. True enough, but that is not the main reason why the taking of unborn human life is sinful. For some sublime right is the right that God has. God has a right to have children be born. God has a right to have his children reach the age of reason and discretion. God has a right to have people go to maturity. God has a right to have people, no matter what their age or mental condition may be. God alone has a right to call a person from this life into the life to come. And as people deny God his rights, logically, shall I say, psychologically, they become increasingly godless. Atheism is not a philosophy. Atheism is a result of immorality. Once people defy the rights of God, their minds, I repeat, logically, and again to repeat, psychologically, rationalize their conduct. Atheism is the rationalization of crime. What then is the right of God? It is a right to glorify himself, be glorified by human beings, both by themselves as human beings and by those who, say when human beings are somehow, as we say, handicapped. What a word. Lacking in whatever physical, mental, or emotional qualities that human beings decide that other human beings should have. In other words, God is glorified not only by a child being born, reaching maturity, and then glorifying God by knowing, loving, and serving Him. Oh no! God is also glorified by those then on whom even the most helpless child or person depends. God is glorified by the love, the selfless love of a mother and a father who care and take care and cherish a child that by all human standards is a liability. Oh no. Liability? Nothing. Won't you believe what you have to believe? And there is more to human existence than this pathetically short and painful life in this valley of tears. One more question. Why is human life sacred? Human life is sacred because its purpose, the purpose of human beings, is their final, eternal destiny. Or to supply a third preposition, human life is sacred because it comes from God, is created for God, and is created to be with God. We all know on the third level of why human life is sacred. Unlike the irrational creation of sun, moon, and stars, the mountains and the seas, our goal is not in this world, but in the world to come. Who are being forced to brace ourselves Lord is constantly challenging us. Why should, on human worldly terms, an unwanted person be wanted? Because God wants that human being.